You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily live. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Can we say that about ourselves? Are we willing to let God deliver us in our fire instead of from it? Like He did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He didn't deliver them and keep them from going into the fire. He delivered them once they were inside of it, protected them. Do we believe that God will never abandon us and will restore the things we have lost because we were faithful to Him? If it ever comes to putting it to the test, are we willing to stand firm? What if the government tells us to do something, orders us to do something, and unless we do it, they arrest us? Well, look at what happened with the COVID scam, with King Fauci and the edicts. People just knuckled under, bowed down, and kissed the ring. We all worry about our needs and our wants. Many people compromise their faith because they put those needs above God. Jesus told us not to worry about these things. Matthew 6:31. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. You know, we can't change what's going to happen out in the world, but we can change what we're willing to do and what we're not willing to do. That's what it comes down to. People say, oh, well, what, if I keep the Sabbath, I'm going to lose my job. You know what? Why would you want to support an employer, make money for somebody that's going to cause you to violate God's laws? People say, well, I need a house. I need food. I got kids. I got to take care of them. Let me tell you something. God knows what you need. And if you're faithful to Him, He'll be faithful to you. I worship a God that can do the impossible. In Genesis 18, He told a 99-year-old man, Abraham, that his 90-year-old wife would get pregnant. She thought it was hilarious. She laughed. In 1 Samuel 17, a young boy defeated the most feared 10-foot-tall warrior in the entire world, David and Goliath. Exodus 12 and 13 gives us a story about how God delivered His people, millions of His people, from the most powerful nation on the earth after centuries of slavery. Matthew 17, 20 tells us if we have faith as small as a mustard seed, we can move mountains and nothing's impossible for us. Do we have that kind of faith? Do we have that kind of resolution? Are we willing to remain faithful to God and repent of our sins and never compromise? Always obey Him. Always follow Jesus. All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily live. Is that our motto? Do you surrender all? Are you willing to surrender all? Do you love Jesus enough? Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.